This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Dr. Michio Kaku. I'm a professor of theoretical physics at the City College and the City University of New York. And on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries that are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And if you want to be part of the action, if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, why don't you give us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you give us your name, call letter to the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the gumption to do it. Well, this is your opportunity. Let's say you're listening to the radio and something pops up, something that catches your fancy, but hey, you're all alone. There's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135. And no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio, because chances are, if you have a question, chances are hundreds of other people have exactly that same dumb question that isn't so dumb after all. For example, years ago, there was a 26-year-old young man who looked up in the sky and he saw the moon. He said to himself that, will apples fall? And then he asked the key question which changed human history. He said, does the moon also fall? And then he very quickly visualized the fact that just like you throw a baseball farther and farther away from the base of a mountaintop, let's say, that if you threw a baseball fast enough from the top of a mountain, it would go all the way around the earth and hit you on the back of your head. In fact, he said, that's like the orbit of the moon. The moon is in free fall. Well, that man was Isaac Newton. He wrote down the laws of gravity and the laws of mechanics, and he ushered in what we call the Industrial Revolution. From an era of magic, witchcraft, voodoo, he created the laws of motion. The laws of motion used in every engine, every rocket, in every machine. We owe a debt to a man who asked the stupid question, does the moon also fall? And so once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Or go to my Facebook site, Michio Kaku. And we have 3 million fans on Facebook. We have about 1 million fans on Twitter. So find out what all the excitement is about. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. Humanity in Outer Space. What happens if one day we go into outer space and colonize Mars, terraform that planet? What happens if one day we have an insurance policy, a settlement on another world in outer space? Is that really the future of humanity? We'll find out. And once again, if you want to interact with me directly, give me a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, well, without further ado, let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Lloyd. I'm calling from Tacoma, Washington. And my preface to my question is, a lot of time and effort was recently put into colorizing some of Matthew Brady's and other Civil War era photographers to bring them back to life, so to speak, with natural color. My question is, does panchromatic film, which records the entire spectrum, would it inadvertently record color at the molecular level so that we could go back maybe with some kind of electron microscope or something and bring color out of old black and white photographs? When you go to the dark room, you're using orthochromatic materials usually. That's why you see dark rooms. When you see a dark room in a movie, it's under a red light because those materials are not sensitive to the red end of the spectrum. But panchromatic, as you know, records the entire spectrum. So my question is, do you think that panchromatic old glass plate photographs and negatives could be colorized scientifically?
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question because we do have a lot of old prints going back to the Civil War, prints involving Abraham Lincoln, certain events in American history, pictures going back to the Civil War that we can extract volumes of information that we thought was lost. However, now you're talking about the molecular level, and then we have a problem. You see, even though pictures were taken 150 years ago, pictures involving Abraham Lincoln and certain key events in the American Civil War, there's a limit to the resolution of these plates. So yes, in principle, if these plates had were digitized, it's possible to extract images all the way down to the digital level. However, these old photographs use old optics. Optics that were not refined, and as a consequence, much of the information was lost, especially when you go down to the molecular level, because the wavelength of light is larger than a molecule. And as a consequence, you lose information by imprinting it on a photographic film. So the answer to your question is maybe. In other words, it is possible to extract more information from something that's been digitized, but there's a limit. Because of the limit of resolution of your measuring device. And that's why you think that if something is digitized, you can go all the way down to the molecular level. No, you can't. Because the wavelength of light is much larger than the wavelength of a molecule. So in the future, expect more and more advances in being able to extract information from ancient sources of light. But there's a limit, and the limit is given by the wavelength of light itself. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Gary, and I use your link on your website to listen to your show on the computer. I'm calling from the San Francisco Bay Area, and my question is about the solstice. When it happened last month, I started making note on my weather app on my iPhone about the sunrise and sunset times, watching the day expand, which I assumed would be symmetrical. But instead, the sun sets were outpacing the earliness of the sun rises, and to the point where a month later, the sun rises only a couple of minutes earlier than it was, yet the sunset is over 20 minutes later than it was. And I'm just wondering how that could be. Thank you very much.
Well, first of all, let me break down what the solstice is and why it's so important. To be very clear, the solstice represents the shortest day and the longest day of the year. Now, the ancients knew this. In fact, the ancients actually knew there were 365 days in a year. I'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Call that number and ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make on national radio. Give us a call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. And we had a question about the solstice. And also, how did the ancients know there were 365 days in a year? First of all, the ancients did not have machines. They did not have telescopes. They did not have watches. So how were they, using basically eyesight, able to tell there were 365, not 364, not 366, but 365 days in a year? And it has to deal with the solstice. When you look at the exact point on the horizon where the sun rises, you can mark that down mentally. You don't need an advanced instrument to know exactly the point at which the sun rises. And then look at that point every day, every morning when the sun rises or the sun sets, and you begin to realize that it moves. The point at which the sun rises in the east or sets in the west moves every day. It goes back and forth, back and forth. On one end is the solstice of winter. On the other end is the solstice of summer. And how many days does it take to make a round trip? 365. So that's how the ancients were able to figure out how many days there were in a year. So the ancients, without any telescopes, any stopwatches, any instrument other than the human eyeball, were able to tell the length of the year, the precise day at which you have the summer solstice and the winter solstice, and it would coincide with December 21st. And they would celebrate these things, and that perhaps is the origin of Christmas. Some historians have speculated that the winter solstice was a pagan holiday, and the crops were harvested, the crops were fermenting, there was nothing left to do in the middle of winter except celebrate and get drunk and have a great time. So December 21st was always a great pagan holiday, and the early Christians, realizing that their Christmas was not celebrated by that many people, said to themselves, well, if you can't beat them, join them. And according to legend, they moved Christmas over to coincide with the winter solstice. Now, you can time this now because we do have watches. We do have the ability to time these things with instruments. And it should be symmetrical. So I'm not exactly sure why it was not symmetrical. But the times of the sun moving toward the solstice and away from the solstice should be more or less symmetrical. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Yes, hello, Dr. Michio. I really enjoy your show. It's mind-expanding and exercises my mind and my imagination. And I listen on K-Talk Radio in Salt Lake City. And thank you for answering my question about non-locality, quantum. And now I'm interested in the observer effect. I mean, what is this about the, if you have a slit and you shoot a electron or light wave through a slit, and then if you put two slits, well then the observer, it can change which slit it goes through or something. I don't quite get this. Sure, appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Michio.
Okay, well, this is an experiment that we show our freshmen and sophomores at college, and it freaks people out because we think that the electron is a dot. It's a point particle. It exists at one place at one period of time. It does not have two locations at the same time. I mean, think about it for a moment. Can you be two places at the same time? No, right? So what we do is we take a sheet of paper with two slits in it, two tiny holes in it, and we shoot a beam of electrons at these two holes. Now, common sense tells you that the electron went through the top hole or the bottom hole. Therefore, on the other side of the sheet of paper, you should get an image of one place where the electron hit the top hole, or an image where the electron hit the bottom hole. You should see two points. However, when you actually do the experiment, you don't get two points at all. You get bands. Bands which are typical of waves. So if two waves go through two holes, the two waves interfere, giving you bands. And so you say to yourself, now how can that be? The electron is a point particle. It goes through either the top hole or the bottom hole. It does not go through two holes at the same time. So how can it interfere with itself? Waves, of course, are extended. The left part of the wave can interact with the right part of the same wave, giving you an interference pattern. Now, if you want to see this interference pattern, take a bath tonight. When you take a bath tonight, simply pat the surface of the wave, of the water, and you'll see a crisscross pattern. A pattern that looks like a spider web of all the waves interfering with itself. Now, waves can interfere with themselves, but how can a particle interfere with itself when a particle is a point particle? Well, you go nuts thinking about this, but that's just the way it is. Light has both wave and particle properties, but so do electrons as well. Sometimes electrons can act like a wave. Sometimes electrons can act like a particle. So how do we resolve this question today? The modern way of looking at it is that the electron is a dot. It's a point particle. But the universe splits in half. In one universe, the electron went through the top hole. In another universe, the electron went through the bottom hole, and the universe keeps on splitting. Now, if you think that's nuts, realize that that is one of the main ways of resolving this paradox of how can you be two places at the same time. This is called the Many Worlds Theory. If you want to know more about this, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, where we talk about how it's possible that you could be two places at the same time. Some people think that's nuts. Well, it is nuts, but it's called quantum mechanics. And quantum mechanics makes possible lasers, transistors, computers. All the wonders of electronics that you see in your living room are a byproduct of the fact that electrons can be two places at the same time. Get used to it. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Guy Van Zyl, Pensacola, Florida. I wanted to suggest the possibility of sending ferric meteors in the atmosphere of Venus to react with the sulfuric acid to produce ferric sulfate, oxygen, and water. Thank you.
Okay, well, people have thought of many ingenious chemical schemes to terraform Venus. So let me explain. To terraform a planet means to try to recreate, reshape the atmosphere so it looks like the atmosphere of the Earth so people can live on it. There have been many schemes to terraform Mars. Mars is the number one ideal target because Venus is a hellhole. Even though science fiction writers have written about the beautiful lakes and tropical environment of Venus, actually the temperature of Venus is 900 degrees, hotter than a baker's oven. The surface of Venus is so hot that it's actually molten. It is actually hotter than the melting point of many ordinary metals. If you were to walk on the surface of Venus, your feet would sink into a pool of metal, because that's how hot the surface of Venus is. It also has a very thick cloud cover, so thick that it reflects sunlight, making Venus the brightest object in the night sky. However, the atmosphere is bright because it has droplets of sulfuric acid. When it rains on Venus, it rains sulfuric acid. So it's a horrible, horrible planet to live on. First, if you were to walk on Venus, your boots would sink into molten metal. You would be crushed by the atmospheric pressure, which is 100 times that of the atmospheric pressure of the Earth. You'd be crushed to death. And then whatever's left over would be burnt alive by sulfuric acid. Now, given that fact, there are some people who say, well, let's seed Venus with certain chemicals to try to turn sulfuric acid into something that's neutral. Well, you can imagine the enormous problem in trying to terraform Mars. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on Americans to reject hate and racism after the shootings in Metro Atlanta earlier this week that killed 8 people, 6 of them of Asian descent.
There are simply some core values and beliefs that should bring us together as Americans. One of them is standing together against hate, against racism, the ugly poison that has long haunted and plagued our nation.
The president speaking at Emory University after meeting with leaders from the Asian American community in the area. He also called on Congress to pass a hate crime bill that aims to combat violence against Asian Americans during the pandemic. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing harassment allegations from another woman, this time from a current aide. The woman, Alyssa McGrath, told the New York Times about her experiences in the governor's office. She is the first current employee to come out with allegations against the governor. Cuomo has denied all allegations, but is under investigation by the state's attorney general. This is USA Radio News. As some areas in Europe are locking down amid a surge in COVID cases, some are looking to learn how Florida handled the pandemic. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Florida's experience of the coronavirus pandemic has confirmed the lockdown approach is a failed approach. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News Thursday.
Not only has it been absolutely destructive to those societies, the COVID results per capita have been worse in places like New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Some 21 million people in 16 areas of France are under new lockdown measures Friday. France has recorded more than 35,000 new infections within the past 24 hours.
France's prime minister also announced that the country would resume administering the AstraZeneca vaccine after an 8-day suspension. France and several other European countries put a halt on the vaccine rollout after multiple people developed blood clots after getting the vaccines. The European Medicines Association has said there is no increase in the risk of blood clots after getting the AstraZeneca shot. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, if you want to be part of the March of Science, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you, because on Science Fantastic, we answer your questions. This is your hour to be part of the March of Science. And once again, go to my website if you want to know more about my work. Website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And find out about the books that I've written, about the Twitter feed, about the Facebook site. Find out about what I'm doing by going to mkaku.org. Okay, well, before the break, we had a quick question about Venus, and that is it possible to terraform Venus? Well, to be very frank, most people have given up because the atmosphere is so toxic. Atmospheric pressure 100 times the pressure of the Earth. It rains sulfuric acid. The surface of Venus is molten because it is about 900 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, some visionaries have thought that maybe we could put balloons. Balloons that would then float on the top of the atmosphere, and that would be a way to colonize Venus. Well, in principle, yes, you could put balloons on the surface, on the top of the atmosphere, and they would float. You can actually do the math and show that these balloons would float. But that's it. You would never be able to leave the balloon. You'd never be able to land on the surface of Venus. And why bother? Why bother to spend all that money to put balloons on the surface of Venus? I think Mars is a much better place to look to terraform another planet. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Tamara, and I was calling because my cousin swears that the Earth is flat and that we are living in a dome. And I want to know if there's anything we can look up or tell him to prove that the Earth is round. Thank you.
Well, okay. There are several things you can do to somebody who believes that the Earth is flat. One possibility is to go on an airplane and have them go around the Earth. I've done it many times. I've actually flown completely around the Earth. If you don't have the money for that, on an airplane, you can look outside and see the curvature. You can actually see the curvature of the Earth, because when you're on an airplane, you're traveling at about 35,000 feet above the surface of the Earth. That's about 7 miles. And 7 miles, you are high enough to see the curvature of the Earth as you are in a ship. And in a few more years, if you have $200,000, you'll be able to go right into outer space. Spaceship 2, and also the Blue Origin rocket program of Jeff Bezos, both rockets will take you to the very edge of the atmosphere itself. Or another possibility is going a balloon. From a balloon, you can begin to see the bare outlines of the surface of the Earth. But again, a simple airplane trip would take you 7 miles above the surface of the Earth, which is sufficient to see the curvature of the Earth. But hey, sometimes you're not going to win no matter what you say to some people. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender.
and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. You're not going to get a busy signal. You'll get right to us. Be sure to leave your name, call letter to the radio station, the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. Or one day maybe your kids. Your kids will ask you a homework question about science that'll leave you stumped. Well, just don't sit there. Get to the telephone, call 612-564-8135, and put them on. Put them on radio and have that question answered on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
This is James Hetfield, listening to station K7265A2. I was wondering if the government did come across aliens, if we did get a signal, would the government really tell us, or would they just keep it hidden from us like they do everything else? Thank you.
Well, I can only speculate, of course, but if I was in the military and I one day came across a crashed flying saucer with alien bodies inside, I would take the step of, well, securing the site and putting it in a place where the press and curiosity seekers can't get access to, and basically keep it a secret. That'd be the way to go. And of course, reverse engineer whatever satellite technology, whatever rocket technology these aliens have mastered. However, that doesn't prove that this actually happened. It just says that, well, that's probably the most logical point of view from the military. Now, the military, of course, has denied everything, but realize that the military has admitted that it also lied about many of these incidents. In the other direction, the military actually allowed many of these stories to propagate because it would detract from what is actually happening in the laboratories. We know, for example, that the stealth bomber was perfected during the 1970s and 80s in a time when there were a lot of UFO sightings. And we know that the military used these UFO sightings as a cover for the stealth bomber. And now we have hypersonic drones, hypersonic cruise missiles. That's the latest buzzword. These are missiles that travel between Mach 5 and Mach 20, 5 to 20 times the speed of sound. These are missiles that are maneuverable, that can outmaneuver any Star Wars system. That's why they're being perfected. They're invulnerable to an attack because of the fact that they can maneuver And as a consequence of that fact, they could, in fact, have generated some of these sightings of UFOs. Many pilots have said that they've encountered an object which is maneuverable and suddenly vanishes, travels faster than any known aircraft. That could be, I'm not saying it is, but it could be a hypersonic device being tested by the military. Now, I'm a scientist. We believe in things that are testable, reproducible, and falsifiable. Unfortunately, until we actually capture a flying saucer, it's hard to say one thing or another. Now, for those of you who've been kidnapped by a flying saucer, for those of you who've been abducted, I have one piece of advice. And that is, the next time you're in a flying saucer, for God's sake, steal something. I don't care what you steal. An alien chip, an alien paperclip, an alien pen, anything, steal something, because there's no law against stealing from an extraterrestrial civilization. No law whatsoever against stealing from an alien craft. And then you'll have bragging rights afterwards. So eyesight is not enough. We need hard evidence in the form of alien technology. Remember that the next time you are in a flying saucer. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Armand from Queens, and I was wondering, how long do you think before people are able to re-feel touch or external stimuli in places they've been paralyzed? Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Yeah, well, if you want to know more about how we've been able to interface advanced science and neurology, get a copy of my book, The Future of the Mind, where I talk about these kinds of technologies. A whole book talking about how physicists are being able to probe the nature of thinking itself and interface with the human nervous system. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call into the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question that you've always wanted to ask. Or you can actually go to my website. It tells you how to get on Science Fantastic. The website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Or if you want to ask a question on social media, go to my Twitter site at Michio Kaku. And on Twitter, we have about 1 million people that pick up my tweets on Twitter. Or Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. So give us a call, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Okay, moving on now, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Ken. I'm calling for Dr. Kaku, listening on GCN. I'd like to ask about the nature of music, in particular the mathematics behind music. For example, if an alien were to listen to a song that a human had wrote and found appealing, would he not feel the same, you know, like appeal towards that music based on the fact that it's oftentimes, you know, controlled by the Fibonacci sequence or the golden ratio in terms of compositions? So if a human were to find a song interesting, when an alien look at this way, in this way that galaxies and the skies follow the same spiral structure as, like, for example, a Nautilus shell? Thank you for your time.
Well, it's hard to say what an alien aesthetics would be like, but we can say something about the different species on the planet Earth and also the nature of music itself. It turns out that 2,000 years ago, the Greeks, Pythagoras, worked out the mathematics of music. That's right, 2,000 years ago. And he did it by looking at a lyre string. If you take a look at a lyre string or a guitar string, you realize that the two ends of the string are fixed, meaning that only certain vibrations are allowed. You can have integer or half-integer modes on a violin string, but not anything in between. And so by plucking a string, the ancient Greeks were able to work out the mathematics of music, thirds, fifths, octaves, and they even created a philosophy around music. And they thought that perhaps music was the paradigm by which we could understand the universe. Now today, of course, we have biologists who study the animal kingdom. And where do we find music in the animal kingdom? Well, crickets crick and birds chirp. But why? Well, crickets crick because they're looking for mates. And scientists have been able to analyze the physics of bird tweets. And they find a regularity and a pattern. Very interesting. They find, first of all, birds which tweet in a very healthy, resonant way attract more females because they are advertising the fact that they are healthy, they are free of parasites, and by simply listening to their tweets, you can hear that they are healthier than normal. Second, the complexity of the music. It turns out that birds which had more complex musical notes had the most mates. And so here we have an evolutionary reason to perfect music. Music advertises the fact that you are healthy, you are free of parasites, that you can digest complex notes and patterns of music, advertising the fact that you are fit and healthy and ready to mate. Now let's take a look at humans. If you are Martian coming down to the Earth, you'd see that every society has music. So you'd say to yourself, aha, being a Martian, looking at Earthlings for the first time, because all Earthlings like music, you'd say there must be a gene, a music gene. Just like birds have a music gene, just like crickets have a music gene, there must be a genetic basis to it. And of course, if you look at songs, and you were to run songs through a computer, the computer would say, impartially speaking, that almost all songs are about love. Almost all songs are about human emotions attached to love between two individuals. And, of course, that again involves evolution. That you want to advertise the fact that you are available, that you are healthy, that you are ready to mate. And, of course, these are the attributes of someone who's trying to take an evolutionary head start by finding a mate. And so we think that on Earth, almost all the higher animals have some form of communication which resembles some form of music. Even though we may not recognize it as music, the other animals do. In the terms of chirping and in terms of tweeting, animals have this characteristic, and therefore in outer space, aliens may also have this, because aliens probably evolved from lower forms, and if so, then they may also like music. But of course, it's hard to say for sure, because no one, of course, has ever bumped into an alien. By the way, one question I often get is, when we do bump into aliens from outer space, what are they going to look like? Well, take a look at humans. What do humans have that help to propel us into becoming the dominant species on the planet Earth? Well, first of all, we have eyesight, the eyesight of a predator, because predators are smarter than prey. We talk about dumb bunnies and sly foxes, because if you are a predator, you have to understand the characteristics of the prey. We have an opposable thumb to manipulate the environment, and we have a language. That are the three basic characteristics that propelled us to become intelligent. And I think intelligent life in outer space must also have these three characteristics. Well, unfortunately, our time is up for Science Fantastic. Once again, you can always tune in. And you can get on Science Fantastic by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. Ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you, and you can get on Science Fantastic. Once again, 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.